Hi everyone, as you know, I've launched a share picking game where we're giving away $200,000 or £150,000 of prizes. It all works in the safe environment of you taking no risk. And hopefully we'll teach you how to be a better investor because I'll do webinars. All the links are in the bio. So I've got some data to share with you because the other great thing about all of this is as a hedge fund manager, I can give you professional insights, but I can also share what retail clients like you are doing to win each week. So if nothing else, follow these videos so you get to see what's happening. In first place was Red Viking with a 90% hit rate and an incredible 42.86% performance. What did Red Viking buy? I will tell you that in a second. Second was Mama T with a 70% hit rate and 41% performance. Fantastic again. Third, Gram 64 with a massive 100% hit rate. In other words, every pick was correct and winning, and a 41% return. So what were they doing? All top three players had achieved these fabulous returns and hit rates in the past week. Far above most fund managers, if not all of them. And you might say, well, they must have been taking more risk. Well, yes, but let's have a look what they actually had. And imagine if that was your portfolio, up 41% in a week. Well, mine didn't go up 41% in a week, I can tell you that. I'm given my hedge fund keys and they can run my business. It was a much closer competition this week, with all top three players finishing within 2% of each other. Did they all have the same stocks? As I said, I'm teasing to that. I will tell you that in 1 second. Interestingly, 59% of all the UK share picking game players were in positive territory, yet the FTSE All Share had only increased by 0.4%. So you could say the FTSE was flat, but 59% of people were up. So maybe we've got a more intelligent audience. Could be chance, but maybe we've got a more intelligent audience in stock picking. This is a reflection on, obviously, the quality of the stock pickers. And you can look at them in the stock picking game. Look at the links in the bio. Given the overall volatility in the markets as a whole, of course, this is really impressive returns. The top three players managed significant positive returns using buy picks this week, whereas last week was a short seller's week. Right. Well, we recommend you add the winners, who you can see in the closed league tab on the league section of the game. As I said, links in the bio to your UK share picking game follow list. So see those followers. Once you've registered, you can follow them. You can see what they're doing each week. Okay, so follow those ones who won this week. Red Viking, Mama T, both fully utilized their maximum allowed number of picks of 10. Well, and this game's open to everybody. While Gram 64 only made 6 picks, he had a 100% hit rate, helping him to reach the top of the three, which is really impressive. Now, or in the top three. None of the top three players placed a single sell pick. The percentage of sell short picks for all players was also low across the board. What did our contestants know that the rest of us didn't? That the market was going to go up after falling so many weeks? Maybe it was obvious to them and not so obvious to the professionals. The most picked companies, so let's share them with you. Here are the names. Most picked companies from top three players. Spirax Sarco Engineering, ticker SPX, 2 picks. Victoria VCP, 2 picks. Ceres Power Holding CWR, 2 picks. BP and Rolls-Royce reappear yet again as two of the three most picked companies from all players, indicating military and energy sectors again seem hot with UK share pickers. Most picked sectors from all players, industrial goods and services, basic resources, financial services. Right over there. Industrial goods and services remains as the most picked sector as it was last week. So again, our people have got their finger on the pulse. And as I said, you can follow them on the competition, especially the ones who've been winning. These sectors appear good for not just the winning players, but players overall. And they could be good plays for the longer term monthly and quarterly games that we're launching as well. So each week you get weekly prizes. There's going to be monthly prizes, quarterly prize money as well. The top three players all had different view from other players on which sector to pick. I.e. only one sector, industrial goods and services, was the most picked by both groups. On to the best buys and sell picks of the week, which were player QSN, ticker BSG or Baltic Classifieds Group, performance 25%, reward best buy. Player Lee Sun Won, Ticker VCP or Victoria, performance 9.93%. That was the best sell. Congratulations to QSN for placing the best buy pick with an incredible 25% on just one pick. I'm assuming no inside information there. And Lee Sun One making the best sell pick. £100 on its way to both of them. There's different prize money for different people. So don't forget to join the game now if you haven't already done so. The links are in the biog, or have a look at uksharepickinggame.co.uk. Invite your family and friends as well. It's fun, it's safe, and you get money to be made. Okay, at least you can't lose it in a game, unlike with the markets where capital is always at risk. We're going to be having our monthly, quarterly, and annual leagues very soon, and that's got an incredible £150,000. Of money to be won. In the meantime, get picking for weekly prizes of up to £1,000. So, see you in the game, folks.